Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of TAM Tonight. Thank you for coming to hang out with me. Please like, share, subscribe. Subscribe down below. Comment, please. My sister brought up a very good point that I should be shouting out the people that subscribe to my channel, like as a mutual, you know, love and respect type of thing. So that's what we're going to be doing here now. So comment. If it's your social media, if you want people to subscribe to you on YouTube, comment whatever you want to promote, and I will have a little section to show love to my TAM Tonight family members, because y'all are not fans. We're all family. We're cousins here at TAM Tonight. So let's get into it. This week for politics, we don't have too much news. We talked about all the grim things that are going on in the world: unemployment, coronavirus, the impending depression, stock market crash that we're going to have. So this week, I want to talk about something that's a little bit lighter. And it is the release of the autobiography, or it's like the second, I don't know what this would be classified. It would be like more of a memoir type of thing, because you can't have two autobiographies. So Andre Leon Talley, the great Andre Leon Talley, formerly employed with Vogue for many, many years, at least as long as I've been alive. That tenure came to an end, and this book is like sort of a tell-all type of thing about those times. Now, as a like fashion faithful, okay, I do this, I ride or die for this. Andre Leon Talley was one of the only like black faces that I got to see on the regular basis in the fashion industry, like front row at shows, on the correct carpets, Met Gala coverage, all of these things. He was like the face of that. Even like the little one-off fashion talks and things that they would have on Vogue or on the E! Channel or whatever, Andre Leon Talley was the only black face that I ever saw represented. Later on, I learned about Edward, who is now, you know, at the helm of British Vogue, but didn't know about him before because California girl, so we have American Vogue here. But Andre Leon Talley is the person that I grew up with, I grew up knowing. To see him sort of try to air it all out and give the story that many, many black people, like countless black people, have given before him in other industries, that essentially I was used by this, my white employer, and who I thought was a friend, Anna Wintour, and among others. I'm sure she was not the only one, but she's being cast as the big bad wolf because she's a lady with the power, much like she was in Devil Wears Prada. So I don't really like to give credence to that sort of thing, because I know that it's never just one person. It's a whole group of people that hold that person up and give them that power and aid them in their little duplicitous things, their little scammy things, all of that. It's a group of people that hold that one person up. It's no king without the kingdom. So Anna had a bunch of loyal followers, Andre being one of them for a very long time, doing her bidding, which created this culture and this climate that all of y'all are saying you don't like now, and you were scared and you was whatever. I don't like that, because I feel, as a fashion person, as a person that's been watching this, reading this, listening to this since I was a little bitty girl, I got Teen Vogue when I was like 6, 7 years old. Like, I really am about this life. I feel that if Andre Leon Talley was called back by anybody at Vogue, it don't even have to be Anna specifically, he would go back. So I feel like a lot of this is disingenuous, and it's coming from a hurt place, disgruntled employee, ex-friend, I thought it was more than it was situation, because for a long time you were ingrained in that culture. You probably helped create some of that culture. You probably helped perpetuate some of these negative things that you now are on the experience side of. So Andre goes, and I would have taken it differently. I would have taken it as more of like an inside look at all of these things had it not been laced with so much bitterness. Because I do not like bitterness on the back end of a friendship. Like everybody's saying now, if you were beefing at the wedding, you should have been beefing at the wedding. Why are you bringing it out here? You could have stood up to Anna Wintour hundreds of thousands of times in her office when y'all was kicking in at lunch, when y'all was kicking it at fashion week, but you did not. So when you became the victim of her harshness, now all of us need to like look and listen and feel bad for you, especially in the black community, because I've never, ever, 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 not once heard Andre Leon Talley speak up for black people in the realms of fashion. I never heard him on one of those panels with Miss Beth Ann Hardison talking about we needed more black models. I've never seen him. Maybe he joined one or two, but I'm just saying I haven't seen it. I have not seen it as prevalent as I've seen him twirling places and out with Anna, and I haven't seen it. So it's really hard for me now to accept his sort of, oh, coming to the front of the congregation moment, and what he's trying to build himself in Time Magazine and with the New York Times and others as I was a quiet advocate for Black people. I believe that you are a quiet advocate for yourself, like many other Black people that are in positions of power or are friends of those in positions of power. You know exactly where you came from, and you know it's way far and way different from where you have arrived. And you, by hook or by crook, are going to stay. You do not want to go back. You don't even really want to acknowledge all that where you came from. It was probably a lot of smoke and a lot of gray and a lot of lies being told even about that to justify where we come from, because many Black people come from less than humble beginnings. So, it is hard for me for you to say that in the 20-teens, when Beyoncé was given a cover at Vogue and you wrote some piece on it and it wasn't responded, that's when you had a problem. That's hard for me to accept. That's hard for me to want to be on your side. It's hard for me to take this as anything other than like diary, journal, gossip. I'm mad at my homegirl. We're not cool no more. She cast me out of the Cool Kids Club because I'm not cute. I'm not of the moment anymore. She no longer needs a Black friend for diversity. She got plenty. I've become an aspirational figure now in Miss Anna Wintour that I'm sure Andre helped to build that. But now she is the person that's being sought after. People want to get a picture sitting next to Anna, not Andre. And I'm not saying that that's right. But he had all the tools and a lot of influence at his disposal that he could have used and like gave us crumbs off of his table and we would have taken them. And right now in this time, the Black fashion community, we would have rallied around him and we would have went hard. Similar to what we did for Aunt Paula with Hill House Vintage, but it would have been even on a higher level because Andre is that much of an iconic figure. We would have went hard for him, but he never ever went hard for us. I did not see him going hard for Dapper Dan in this whole group. I did not see it. I did not see Andre Leon Talley taking jobs or even being a consultant with brands and trying to get their like Black card up or their status with Black. I've never seen it. So for you to come out now with this, oh, I was beaten, I was bruised, and I was this, and I was because I'm Black. It's very hard for me. Because I bet when you were at those tables, I bet when you were at Met Gala, I bet when you were in the jet, in the limo, backstage at the show, I bet you were on some OJ Simpson, I'm not Black, I'm Andre. From the way that you speak, from the way that you carry yourself and all of that, finding out that you were born in, or that you were raised in the South, one of the Carolinas, is very strange. It's very strange. And in the time that you came up, because Andre Leon Talley is not, and I would be more open to accepting that and making excuses for if Andre Leon Talley was of the generation after the Let My People Go generation. But Andre Leon Talley is an older man. He is not a 40, he is not a 50. He was around in the civil rights time. He was around when you couldn't go here and there and Black people couldn't eat. So Andre is well versed in the oppression and the discrimination that we have faced. And he wants to say that in the halls of Vogue, he was a quiet advocate. Well, now I hope all of us are going to quietly advocate on your behalf. And maybe the ones of us that want to hear the rant will purchase the book and support you in that way. But I really, really hope that there are not Black publications, Black fashion journalists, Black fashion designers coming to your aid at this time, because you did not come to their aid. And that's all I have to say. If there was some reciprocity, if it was mutual, if you had, like, if Andre Leon Talley could provide us with not even a list, he's old enough that he should have a list, but if he could provide us with one or two or three protégés that he, you know, let intern under him and they flourished and he taught them the game and all. If he had two or three Black people that he put on that we could point to, or that they could come out themselves and be like, look it, you guys don't know Andre like I do. Andre was in fact a quiet advocate. He did what he could do for me. He did X, Y, and then elevated me to this station. Has not happened. There are several Black girls that are kind of prominent now that worked at Vogue. I've seen none of them come out in his defense. Now, maybe I missed it. I don't know everything. I don't see everything. I have a regular job. I got stuff to do. But I do not see them coming out in the defense of Andre Leon Talley. I do not see really any Black celebrities coming out in the defense of Andre Leon Talley. I just don't see it. And I feel that it is because they also felt that he did not come to their defense. Good luck to you. You will never be replaced. There will never be another. Like I said, I grew up on you. I'm very loving. But at this time, whatever you're going to have to do for yourself is going to have to be for yourself, by yourself. And if you start a fashion podcast or you're going to have a fashion TV show, hey, I might watch. But as far as us coming to the aid of you, cannot. Got to lay my fashion girl bag down on the floor on the side and just act like I don't see you. And now, we're going to get into my look of the week segment. Now, this week I got four looks. Very cute looks. And we're going to start out with Song of Style. Now, Song of Style was formerly, I think, an interior designer. And she had like a home website, like a decorating type website. I used to follow. I used to love it. She had this very cute Louis Vuitton trunk as her bedside table. Couldn't get enough. Wanted to duplicate. But she sort of left that career, I think, and is taking more of a fashion approach. So Song of Style on Instagram, and I believe she still has her own website, is pictured in a full Revolve look. And I think this may be her collection with Revolve, where she has a partnership for Revolve, because it was like shoppable on Instagram. So there's that, but she did look very cute. I love a faux Chanel look that's in my price range. And the heels gave me a little bit of Jacquemus vibe, but also in my price range, so I like it a lot. Great job. Next look, we have Elaine Welteroth. Now, I don't know if I said her last name right, but I think I did. She got married, and it's her longtime boo. So I'm very happy to see that they got married. And it was like they've been planning this, but then Corona came and tried to rain on their parade, and they refused to let it. Thank God. And they have themselves like a stoop, because you know New York has those big brownstone stairs. They had a stoop wedding, very beautiful, very black. She did not give the details on the dress, but she gave a little bit of detail on the shoes. The shoes were custom made by her friend Aurora, by Brother Vessiles or Brother Viles, not sure. Black owned company, very cute. Husband looked great. The squad looked great. I saw Lupita Nyong'o out there, so it's just black excellence, black love. Black pride, black joy. I love it. Elaine, I wish you all the best. I wish you success, endless love, happy babies if that's what you want, and just more life, more love. Congratulations to you and your husband. I wish you all the best. Next up, we got Kristen Noel Crawley, and she was killing it in preparation for the Versus battle between Ludacris and Nelly that took place earlier this week. She had an Orlando Magic jersey dress on, a Manolo Blahnik, the J-Lo ones, the Timberland Manolo Blahniks, the Murakami Louis Vuitton rainbow white bag, and a Dior headscarf, band-aid included, so we know who she was repping for. Kristen never disappoints me. I love her. I wish that we were neighbors so we could kick it. She could tell me how to be a cool mom, how to not lose it when you got kids, how to still be popping, how to still have style, because Kristen just went from fly girl to mom. She just made the transition so smoothly. I feel like very lucky that I got to watch it a little bit through the glimpses that she gave us on social media. And it's just like the great Nikki Murphy, she gives me the fuel and the inspiration I need that I too one day could be a mother and still be my cool self. So thank you, Kristen. And last but not least, we have the gorgeous Connor Walker, owner and founder of Celeb Boutique. Now I think it's called House of CB. She's pictured here in some Chanel like sandals, very, very cute. They're the, what is that? Velcro style, very cute. And a sporty and rich sweatsuit. Now, this is so, so cute, so laid back, so my style, and that's why I included it. Very California. And just, she looks clean, she looks Christian, ain't trying too hard, but it's money. So, great job, Connor. We'll see you next time, because you always serve a look. So we'll see you for sure on another segment of Look of the Week. Great job. Great job with Celeb Boutique, too. I used to follow it, and it was like, I think it was a UK site. Yeah, because I have to pay stupid shipping. And then, like, you just leveled it up and did your private label brands, and then you brought it to America and just all of that. So, girl boss, you did what the other girl boss was supposed to do and kept it true. So, shout out to you, Kana. Ain't nobody doing it like you. And now for a slight ad. So, since this really lockdown and stuff really kicked off, I've been having to get my hair done in the city that I live in, which is not something I typically do. As a girl from LA, I typically just go back home and make me an appointment for somebody I found like on Instagram or something, somebody that's cute or somebody that's done like celebrity hair, and I go there. All this has popped off and I've been forced to just be back humble and figure out something around where I live. And my cousin, who used to do my hair when I was a little girl, hooked me up with braids and a swoop and stuff for school, is doing hair here in the Inland Empire. So if you need a good hairstyle, if you would like a nice weave, if you want some braids, if you want a ponytail, hit her up at the Slay Factory IE. I'll link it below. She doesn't have a whole lot of followers and stuff like that yet because I forced her to sort of make this page because I figured you're doing my hair and I have this little show, so we might as well get you some promo out of it. So check her out. Been doing hair for years and years, basically since she was a kid in the IE. Appointments available. Hit her up, the Slay Factory IE. Thank you. Oh, and always Nails by Shalon. Hit her up too. Now, for my favorite part of the show, 106 and parking lot. This week, we got some great releases, and we're going to start it off with High Off Life by Future. Now, this project has 21 songs, and I don't want to go through all of them. I want to tell you my favorites, and I got a lot of favorites. So, my first favorite is Touch the Sky. Love Touch the Sky. Second, Solitaires with Travis Scott. Coronavirus Diamonds, Catch the Flu, or whatever he said. Love that song. I am kind of upset with Future because he made all this party music knowing full well that we cannot party right now. So that kind of hurts me. But, you know, in lieu of partying, I've just been driving very recklessly and fast on the semi-empty freeway. So hopefully I don't catch a ticket or, you know, catch a body and accidentally hit somebody. But I'm doing what I can to release this pent-up party and aggression that's inside of me. So Solitaires featuring Travis Scott, we rounded it up with that. Riding Strikers. One of mine. So it's like, one of my niggas ain't got no soul. One of my niggas be kicking in dope. That's my song. Maybe that's the east side inside me, but that's my song. Hard to Choose One. Great song. I did not like Trillionaire Like That with Youngboy Never Broke Again. And like some of the songs, it's kind of hard for me to get with because of the subject matter. Because unfortunately, I'm not able to just enjoy Future's music as a fan because we are forced to know about his personal life due to social media. So a lot of the bars in some of these songs, like that I maybe would have ordinarily liked, I can't really get into because it's like, I can't support that. So here's what it is on that. Harlem Shake was okay, but it's not my favorite featuring Young Thug. So. Up the River. I'm gonna make a billion just like Kylie. Great song. Too Comfortable. Woo! That's gonna be getting ran up. Outer Space, bitch. I like it because it's a lot of California shout outs. I like the little flow of it. It reminds me of Molly Percocet, but a little bit smoother vibe. Accepting My Flaws. Now, on Accepting My Flaws, for again, like I said, we know about Future's life because of social media. I feel like this song is about the great Lori Harvey, the beautiful Lori Harvey. And because he also name drops her in the song, he's like, give me glory, give me Lori, that's victory, I think is what he said. So this song is like all the drama, all the stuff he got going on, somebody accepting it, and he's catching her out, icing her out because of it. And again, since we know about Future's life, it's like hard to really totally 100% vibe with it. But I like it. I ain't mad at it. Accepting all my flaws. Life is Good with Drake was a single. Went bananas. We all love that. There was a joke or there was a meme out that says since they dropped Life is Good, life has been terrible. But I would never blame that on Future. Future and Drake, great song. Working on the weekend like usual. That's my life, so I feel that. Last Name featuring Lil Durk. Now, this is not one of my favorites, but it's a good song, and it's just, I put it on here because it's the song that we got a snippet of, like, a long time ago, so we knew this project was in the works, and it was like the, I don't know her name, but she had my child song, and I just, that's what I'm talking about. So this is a perfect example of, I'm really enjoying this Future album, I'm vibing to it, I'm driving to it, and then some shit like this comes on, and it's like, I don't like it because it seems like, I could be wrong, it seems like, Future playing the victim in these songs. And you just, it's impossible. You cannot. It's no way around. You just cannot. You can't do that. You are the creator, the arbiter of all of this, which is your own destiny in your life. Like, in layman's terms, like, you made the best and now you gotta lay in it. Do not come out here after you've been thotting and bopping and partying in the club and having sex with randoms like you brag about all the time. Do not come here to the group to your fans, really, because you put it in the music. So don't come back to your fans after you've been bragging to us about all the debauchery and all the stuff that you had going on. And tell us that somebody has scammed you, trying to steal your blessings, and swindle you out of a baby. No, 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 Future. No, no, no. You gave her that baby willingly. Now, I know that because you have so much of this going on and it's so much out in the public that it's probably like your arch nemesis. Like, you hate it. You don't like to talk about it, which is probably why you don't do interviews. You don't want to acknowledge it. But then you go throw it in the music all casual like this. And it's just, it's distasteful, number one. And then you was like, oh, I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed of all this. Don't seem like it because you keep doing it. And it's just, I don't know, because you're a grown, grown man. It's not like you're 21, like you grown, grown. So it's very difficult for me as a woman to hear everything that you say, see how it seems that you live on social media or whatever that you portray, and then for you to act like salty when a girl is pregnant. That came with the bottles in the section at the club, like this child support is part of that bill. And if you do not want that, because I wouldn't, I don't want to share the mansion and the, it's not enough Range Rovers and Bentleys for everybody. I'm aware of that. I don't know, no matter how much money you got, money is a straight line. It's finite. Once you spend it, it's gone. You got to figure out how to get some more. That Bentley don't replace itself. All that stuff. I get it, Future. But you cannot go out and do all this dirt, basically do the crime, and you don't want to do the time. It don't make no sense. So please, at minimum, what you could do is, because it seems like you're going to live like this no matter what. I don't know how many kids you got now. I done lost count. I don't know how many baby mamas, all that, because really, it's not my business. They force us to know on social media, but it's not my business. It's not like I'm seeking this out, Future. I like your music. You might have to separate this music from the music that you put out. If you do not want this to be a part of your persona, if you don't want it to be associated with you, if you don't want people to talk to you about it, all that, you might have to leave that stuff outside. You might have to, like that baby mama roll call thing that you did on Mother's Day, you might have to leave that separate. If you do not want us, the general public, to know and feel involved and feel entitled to your business. Because we're not. We should not be in your business. We should not know it. But I know it's too many women, so it's hard to keep them all under control. And you talk about a lot of stuff, but you don't ever talk about pimping, which I applaud. But you might need to employ some pimp tactics and get some of these girls under NDA. They stop talking about your business outside. Since you've been with Lori, it's been very good. It's been very quiet. So she has the juice, but she's been rich for a long time, so she's not into the antics like these ladies. These ladies trying to get their bills paid. So, just, I don't know, Future. Figure out a way, but some NDAs or something. That's what you need, because we shouldn't have to know your business. I want to listen to your music and just be like, yeah, even if it's ratchet, I want to roll with it. I don't want to be like, oh, no, Future, I don't want to do that. Because I'm not no moral police. So just figure out some way to keep your business away from us. Keep your business outside. Start suing these hoes, Future. Say something about me. Talk out of turn. You put up a screenshot. I'ma sue you. I got the money. You don't. We go to court. Get some, what is it called when you go to small claims court? Get somebody on retainer. I know you got a lot of lawyers. Get you a cheap lawyer and start working these bitches. Don't let them talk no, because we don't need to know. No. And it's bad for the kids. We don't need to know. We need to know your business. Continue on. Okay. Tycoon. I love the piano in Tycoon. It is so bomb. It is so soothing. It is so professional. It is so jazz club. I feel rich when I hear that piano in Tycoon. I love it. Perfect job. Perfect song. And then 100 Shooters with Meek Mill. Now, I saw him perform this live with Meek Mill right shortly after it came out at the Real Bash or the Real Show Festival. Big Boys Music Festival in LA or Anaheim. Performance was amazing. 100 Shooters, I love the song. Pure J, No Tap Water, this the real thing. Fuck bitch, broke her heart, she think we're still dating. It's my song. So, perfect, I'm glad it's on the album. And then you got the Life is Good remix featuring DaBaby and Lil Baby. Cool song, cute song. Not better than the first Life is Good, but it's all right. And that for High Off Life. Future, I love your music. I know people say your music sounds the same and all that, but I don't feel that way. I feel like you have a style, you have a vibe, you have a genre that you created from your own, for yourself. And then a lot of these younger kids, little boys, is taking it and stealing it and riding your way. But that's fine, because you're still you. Just your business. You have got to figure out a way to keep your business just away from us. Okay? Because there's only so much money in the world. And it's going to get dicey out here as you get older. So please, keep figure out a way, if I can be of assistance, let me know. Because I would love to have drama-free future from this point on. I do not want people concerned with your personal life. I do not want to know about your personal life. I want to know about music, touring, merch, okay? You out stunning with the hat, looking cool with the diamonds. That's why I want to know nothing about your personal life. No. We don't deserve it. We don't need to. Next, we have Quick Tape by Miss Renny Ritchie. Renny Ritchie is a female rapper. I'm not sure where she's from, but I'm for sure she's from the South. Because she has an accent and things like that. Might be from Memphis. Renny Ritchie dropped this project and it has 8 songs. And I want to go through them very quickly. The first one is Bag Talk. This that bag talk. Put your little money up, bitch. I ain't talking about shit. Cool song. Then we got Richie Rich. Now this and like 2 others are my favorites off the album, but I love Richie Rich. Double R like I'm Richie Rich. Bars. Okay. Then we got Rolling. Yeah, though. I love this song because it's so smooth. It's so player. And I like it when girls have player talk because I feel like so many times, especially with R&B and all that, either we hurt, we sad, or we trying to act fake tough. I never really get player vibes from girls. So I like this. Because she's like, he think we in love, but I just be smooth talking. Like, I love it. Great job, Rainy. Then we got Trap Nigga. Cool song. Show Me Something. Show Me Something is a great song. It's like more of a dancey song. And she's like, oh, my city girl shit. Where the bag at? I like it. And she had a City Girls feature on the QC project. So I feel like they might be cool in real life. So I like that a lot. I would love to hear a City Girls and Rennie collab. Then we got Bitch Do It. Good song. Play With It. Barely got time to play with my kids. Think I'm finna play with a bitch. Great song. And then the last song, close out the album, is Solid Bitch. And this one is a little bit sadder. Again, I like it because it is not necessarily sad or hurt. She just like, I don't care and I'm done with you. And she like, forget about all that apology stuff. You lost me. Get off my phone with all that sorry shit. Like, no. You're the one that lost. It's on you now. Like, things happen. Tough luck. I'm straight though. Because I was straight when I came here. You're the one that lost. Carry on. I know you said you should be sad. I'm not fucking with you no more. It is what it is. I like it because I get tired of, even though I love some heartbreak music, R&B is my preferred genre, but I get tired of just always the hurtness, okay? Because that is not my vibe. Maybe that means I'm petty or I am vengeful, whatever, but I do not be like, I'm not okay with sitting in the house crying over somebody, being sad with somebody. It just don't sit right with my spirit. So I like this more get on out of here type music. I like it a lot. Then, a new project by Larry June, who I had not heard of before this project. I was put on by my Twitter friend, Cloud Nye. She's a photographer. She did like, I think it was like a trailer or something. And it had his music in it. And she shouted him out. So then I clicked on it. And I was like, oh, snap, he's from California. Like, I should support. Larry June, great music. Very California vibe. The project has 8 tracks also. We're gonna go through them. So the first one is Green Juice in Dallas. I like this song a lot. Very smooth. Just that player, that classic California style. Highway 5 Chronicles, Mimi and Frisco featuring Black Sea, Rolex Truffles. I love this song. I think it's so fly. Orange Juice with Dom featuring Dom Kennedy. Bitch, I'm all about advancing. Next week I'm learning Spanish. Like, bomb song. And the addition of Dom Kennedy is just, when I'm listening to the project, it was giving me Dom Kennedy vibe. And it was like, as soon as I had like the click in my head, like, oh, Dom Kennedy should be on this. Dom Kennedy showed up. So great. Then we have Organic Tokens, which is another one of my favorites off the project. Love that song. Organic Love is cute. And then Still Learning featuring Herm Lewis. This is a good project. I think that in this climate that we're in now, it may not go over as well because there are a lot of like pimping references in. I want to say that it bothers me, but it kind of doesn't because I grew up in a time of oppression. Like, I'm not part of these new girls, like this Me Too and all that. I'm like from the 90s. I grew up in LA, like where niggas will call you a bitch if you don't talk to them on the street. Like, I'm very accustomed to pimp culture and behavior and all that. Not justifying it, not saying it's okay. I'm just saying that I personally am used to it, so it doesn't bother me. It doesn't rattle me. So there's a lot of references to that in these songs. chill with me. Some of it does kind of get a little creepy for me because I'm like, I just don't like that. Like, that's not my vibe. I feel like a guy that makes money off a woman is, like, below the curve. So that being talked about in a cool way is just not that cool to me. I'd rather you talk about, like, flexing and being fly kind of on some more sugar-free type pimping. But when you're, like, rapping about getting money from a girl, that's not really cool to me. But all the other rapping, like, the vibe and the I like it a lot. I love on, I think it's Green Juice in Dallas, how he's talking about, you can't save the world, but you can get you some money. Like, I feel like a lot of people need to start taking that approach. You ain't Mother Teresa. You're not giving no heart surgery. You're not saving no lives. You're not, no. Please, focus on yourself. Get your own life in order. Keep your own health in order. Health is wealth. Do what you need to do for yourself. And focus on your own paper, your own. Just get right with yourself. He talks about not chasing hoes, how you gonna be broke. A lot of young men and grown men need to hear that. If you ever looked in your pockets and there was lint, if you ever checked your bank account and it was cents, it's probably because you're too focused on one thing and not the other. So, listen to Uncle Larry. Get yourself on track. Cruise USA. Great project. Go listen to it. Support Larry June. I hope that one day I will get to make a music video for the great Larry June. As a California girl, I know together we will have impeccable vibes. Next up, we have Do It, song and video by the very talented and beautiful Chloe X Halley. Now, they're dropping a project, I think, this summer. It's June 5th. It's called The Ungodly Hour. I don't know if this is their debut album, but it may be one of their albums that has like a bigger hype, bigger buzz around it just because they've been on Grown-ish. The Halley, I believe it is going to be Ariel. So they've been making a lot of moves and doing a lot of things. So that has risen their star. The song is cute. I know the girls write their own songs and like do their own arranging and all that. Beautifully executed. The lyrics are on point. No drama, no baby mama keeping it cute. And that's just how we do it. Great song. Great vibe. The fashion in the video, beautiful. The execution of the video, crazy, especially during these dark corona times. Also, I saw them doing the Balmain FaceTime photo shoot with Oliver, and then they were showing Oliver how to do the Do It dance. Very, very, very cute, girls. Get that fashion bag. I know that people tried to like hate on y'all and give a little shade, but I think you guys did everything right, especially being at the helm and in like the aura of Beyonce. I think that you guys are great proteges, and you are taking like all of the tips, all of the advice, and using it, but doing your own way. And I love that. It's very unique. I'm sure your parents are over the moon proud. Can't wait to see like more visuals and more things from this Ungodly Hour project. Now that you all are a little bit older, it's like music that I can more vibe to, so I'm very happy to support. I want to see you girls live because you put on a crazy performance even when you were younger. All the little remixes and stuff that you guys put out on social media just because y'all locked in the house and y'all bored and you're singing like angels. It's just beautiful. So I cannot wait to see more. I want to see y'all high elevation, number one singles, just everything you deserve. And the fashion stuff is just impeccable. I can't wait to see y'all on a runway or something when things open back up. Great. And more campaigns for the two of you too. Love it. Can't get enough. And last but not least, this week on 106 in Parking Lot, we have a new song and video by the very talented, multifaceted, at this point, Renaissance woman, right? Keke Palmer, featuring the beautiful and talented Coi Leray. Now, the looks served were on point, and I think Keke was styled by Scott, if not the makeup was done by Scott. Either way, beautiful Vivian Westwood corset tops, Euphoria type makeup, serving looks in the kitchen. Don't really know the theme of the video, but I get it. We're in quarantine time, so there's not really a lot they can do. It looks like they film like in a house, if not Keke's house. The looks were fire, so I don't really care about the set that much. Coi Leray's bars, very cute, just on point. Kylie, what did she say? Kylie Jenner lip gloss, check. Steak and lobster dinner, like, it's just a cute song. I'm loving that Keke chose to put a girl on the track instead of like traditionally people like to put a hard rapper or a popular rapper. So I love the girl power. I think that this song, if we all support it and get behind it, could go very far. And I just, I love these two girls. I like their aesthetic. I like how positive they are. I never really catch them or see them in any drama. So I would like all of us as a group to support Miss Keke and Coi on the rise and on the come up. Coi Leray got a whole bunch of music we can go stream and support. Kiki, hers is like more here and there because she does so many other things. Like she's film, and then she does the TV show now, the new show, and then she had her own talk show for a while, and the girl wrote a book. It's just, she'd be all over the place. So we don't have as much music from her, but I would like to see that Kiki in her bag, because when she pops out, it's always good. But just for whatever reason, we never get like a full rollout from Kiki, not since she's been older. So Kiki, if you bored in the house bored. I know you know a lot of people. Put some stuff together, girl. Give us an 8-song, 10-song project. Put it out. It'd just be more coins in the purse. But also, I saw that True Jackson might come back out. So I don't know if you're going to have time. But if you do got time, squeeze it in. Go to the studio at night. Bring somebody to your house. Coronavirus approved. Have them set something up. Record. Because Music Kiki is bomb. And that's all we have for 106 in Parking Lot today. Now, we're going to go over to the Chevy playlist where I give you music to ride to and roll to when we're not here together. First, I want to apologize because 2 weeks in a row, I messed up and I put Flawless Do It Well by Division featuring Summer Walker on the playlist. It's a testament to how much I like that song, but also I be forgetting things. So this week in the Chevy playlist, we're going to give you all new tracks, and we're going to start it off with Go Crazy by Chris Brown and Young Thug. They put out a joint project. I didn't review it here, but I'll be sprinkling into the playlist. Number two, we got FTCU by Zonique. We talked about this last time on the show. I really love this song. I really want Zonique to earn her rightful place in the R&B pantheon. So let's run it up for Zonique. And hopefully she takes my advice and puts a rapper on this song. I know a lot of other people probably gave that advice too, but please, 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 Zonique, put a rapper on this because I need you on the chart. And now with streaming abilities, we all have the tools that we need to get the songs we want on the chart. So Zonique, let us know. We're running it up for you. FTCU. Then we got In the Party by Flo Millie. La, 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 la. I love Flo Millie. Ah, Flo Millie shit. Flo Millie shit. She has the very unique voice. All her songs like are little bops, cute bops. I feel like if I was in high school and Flo Millie was out, I'd be reckless. I'd be crazy because I was a cheerleader. I would be turned up. I would be mean to everybody. It would be so fun. But Flo Millie, please go support her. Young girl on the come up. She also has all the tools. Go support Flo Millie. Run it up for Flo Millie. Dive by Victoria Monet. Love me some Victoria Monet. And she's been featured here on the playlist before too. So go check her out. Dive. And last, we got Solitaires by Future featuring Travis Scott. Because I told y'all that was the song. I want to take care of you and your friends. I know a lot of y'all didn't feel that. Why is it that y'all always want to adopt the toxic parts of Future but never like the cash her out parts of Future? It's because y'all broke. It's because y'all broke. I know. But just take that into account a little bit. These girls might be letting Future treat them a certain way because he's doing certain things and y'all not doing that. Coronavirus diamonds, catch the flu. She says she wanna party, wanna let it loose. My song. Shout out Travis Scott too. He always puts out a banger. He will lay a banger on somebody, boy. And now, because I always like to close out the show with something positive because the world is dark and full of terrors and it's crazy and it's getting even crazier with the uncertainty that this pandemic has brought into our realm. This week, the quote is by the great Malcolm X because his birthday was this week. And Malcolm X is one of my favorite historical figures. He is the one that has impacted me the most, like in my thought, in my way of being, in my outlook on the world. So this quote by Malcolm X is, "We need more light about each other. Light creates understanding. Understanding creates love. Love creates patience. And patience creates unity." Malik Al-Shabazz, may you rest in power. Everybody go watch Who Killed Malcolm X if you're bored, you ain't got nothing to do, and you like a little bit of history, a little mystery. Because, wow, the pain that I felt, the anger that I felt, finding out that black people took the life of the great, the illustrious, the powerful Malcolm X. Oh, my God. It made me feel a way. I was not right for about 2 weeks. I was very angry. I was very upset. So, if you share a love of Malcolm X and a fondness and a deep respect, please go check it out so you can know the truth about his demise and the hand that the government had in it. And I want to campaign. I don't know. I felt like I had to be rich to do this. But I don't know. I don't want to limit myself. So if there's a way that a regular working 9-to-5 type person like myself can get Malcolm X his own day here in America, much like we have Martin Luther King Day, if we could get a Malcolm X day, let me know. I want to do it. Out of respect for his family, out of respect for his children and respect for his legacy and everything that he tried to do and did for my people, I would like Malcolm to have his own day. So please, if you got any advice, if you know any people, your cousin worked down at the Pentagon, let me know. All right? Thank you for watching Tam tonight. Please like, share, subscribe, comment. Follow me on all socials at Tam Not Tammy. Buy something on my Depop. Time to time. Go over to No Respect, my streetwear line. Check something out. Watch some cool skating videos. Buy a beanie, buy a t-shirt. Support the cause. Tam tonight. We'll see y'all next time. Thank you so much. Bye.